Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville without Marcus Maven and Nick Valvano. Got you. Is that good?
Close enough.
Okay, fair enough. Want to remind people of something, too. It's Thursday around here. That is a that's a big day. That's a big day. It's a day where I don't – like, Phil can be approximate on some days, not Thursday. I don't need an approximate time. I need the time you're going to be here. Lie to me.
So you can post up crazy.
Don't lie to me. Don't give me a, don't try to make me feel better. Don't say, well, it'll probably be about 11:58. If it's going to be 12:04, tell me 12:04. I want to know what time it's going to be exactly when it's Wing Zone. So, thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. And they have you covered for football this weekend. Try the new ESPN Louisville special, 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. I still say that might be our best deal. I mean, that's a great deal. 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for 10 bucks, basically.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's rib sticking, too. I mean.
No, the Parmesan garlic is phenomenal.
So good.
Just mention ESPN Louisville. Let them know, man, that you heard about them right here. Of course, good 7 days a week. Order online at wingzone.com. Two area locations, Hikes Point and Poplar Level Road at the Quarry Center. Man, it's good. All right, let's get it on. Text line real quick. So Steve and Nick, you all should get your own show together.
Well, it could be the Stick Show.
Yeah, they said Steve isn't afraid to be a fan. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Thank you. I read this text all the way through, and I appreciate the kind words. Seriously, I do appreciate the kind words. Okay, let's get into some stuff, man, because, I mean, that first hour, we kind of – obviously, we had Jeff in, which I was happy to have in, man. Jeff's a great guy. It was good to talk some UPS with him.
Dude, these squishy balls are awesome.
Fair enough. Okay.
Hey, I didn't say.
With that said, let's.
There's low hanging fruit there.
I would just like to talk some football for a second.
Perfect for office baseball. Just
like. Yeah, fair enough. Jeff, and I don't want to throw Jeff under the bus, but Jeff did say something when he come in, and I didn't want to. Okay, fair enough, Texter. 249, I feel you. Jeff said, man, I am glad it's a bye week. I felt him on that. I think that's where a lot of us are as fans. I think we all needed a break for a week with the football season. Of course, we're going to get the red-white game. I think we're going to be excited to be out watching the team. I think we're excited about this basketball team. It's going to be a fun time. But I do think that we all collectively needed a week off from football. Was that important?
It actually was.
It was?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was. It involved Equus. I'm probably getting called in today.
You didn't have to tell me over the air. I was just going to make a joke about it.
No.
I was.
No, feel free to bust balls.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I was kidding. Content, I was just kidding. Somebody said Stevie Nicks.
Oh, crap. That's good.
That's pretty good.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'd listen to that.
We'll run from 12 to 3 on 93.9 The Ville.
I'm sure Pops wouldn't
notice. He wouldn't even notice. You're running two shows. He's like, wait a minute. Are you on another show? Texas said, after thinking about it, I'm going to follow Steve's path to trying to become a hockey fan. Welcome in. Listen, we're gonna start doing a hockey a hockey
segment, if you will.
Segment. Yeah,
I thought, I thought about this.
Yes, yes.
A typical hockey shift is about 45 seconds. So I've thought about, seriously, I thought about
typical
doing...
Typical Steve shift.
Yeah, well, about 30. But, yeah, let's be honest.
Speak for yourself.
No, I was.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought of the segment called Puck and A.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you play on. See what I did there?
Yeah, that is good.
And it would be a 45-second breakdown of what happened in hockey. People can handle. You can handle 45 seconds, everybody.
We need to do that, and people need to allow us once a week to give us a two-minute wrestling segment.
Perfect.
A two-minute wrestling segment and a 45-second hockey segment. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
I'll just wait for that Marconi to come in.
That's fair.
Of radio excellence, baby.
I think that's fair. Let's see. Texture said, in all seriousness, you're doing an excellent job today. I appreciate that, y'all. Thank y'all. Somebody said we could have Trezel pretzels at the 93.9 Grill.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Pretzels.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. Let's get back on. Go Kings, Texter says.
L.A. fan. Okay.
Yeah. Listen, Vegas fan, L.A. fan, New York fan.
There you go.
We got it rolling. I was saying, Nick, I do think people needed the bye week because, okay, let's not run from the fact that the whole story of what's going on with Louisville is being drawn into every aspect of sports, right? The whole story, the Tom, the Rick, the basketball, the football, the South Carolina thing, everything. Waiting on the NCAA.
You can say it. The Dino thing.
The Dino thing. Everything.
I know you were tap dancing around it. I appreciate
just,
it.
Well, so I'm just I, throwing know. Everything. But even that, okay, if that was a thing by itself, we would have all been like, with all due respect, we'd all be like, hey, he's a jackass. Move on. You know, okay. Instead, that got blown, you know, up. So all of that. You're fine. All of that is being taken in. So when we have a football season and we were where we were, I think a week to kind of collectively breathe has allowed us to be able to talk amongst fans, to be able to say, okay, Steve Rummage can get on here yesterday and say, I think I make a move here and here. And that allowed you to be able to come back as somebody who was listening and say, I feel you. I disagree. I think we could do this, this, and this. Okay, but what it did was it allowed us all as fans, I think, right now to say, okay, we are on the same team. We want Louisville to be good. Let's figure this out. And that's the mindset. I don't see it gets sold this way sometimes, but I don't feel a panic-stricken fan base right now. I feel a fan base that just wants to get it right. They want to get it right, and they're not – I think after Ole Miss, I think we all panicked a little bit, including me. Actually, two hands raised me. Like, it was, okay, here we go. Now they're talking NCAA stuff again. Now the football team in. Just fire everybody. We got to switch everything around. Everybody knows the rumors out there. I don't know what's going to happen with all the coaches. I don't know all that stuff. I don't know. But what I do know is I just want to see it be done right. And I think having this pause – like I said, red-white game, yes, but red-white game is going to be something we're all going to enjoy. We're going to go. We're going to have a good time. We're going to go grab something to eat at Baron O's over there with George, you know, watch the game, whatever. But it's given us – and Kentucky's going to get their teeth smashed in. So it's like, okay, good day. Everybody's happy. You know, it's like perfect. High five. All right, yes, we can move on. I just think that people are trying to find a solution right now. And that's why I said, don't dare talk crap about this fan base, man. What they've been through, like what we've been through, I'm like, you can miss me all the way with all the fans are flip-flopping. They don't know what. They don't. Dude, there is not another fan base on planet Earth that last the way this Louisville fan base has lasted, that support. People are like, there's only 40,000 in the stadium. Hell, there's 40,000 in the stadium after what we've been through. There's 40,000 people in the stadium after what we've been through. Tell me another university that has 40,000 people in the stadium after the 5 years we've had. And so that's why I say I'm glad, I'm really truthfully, and then we'll get to the phone lines here. I'm really truthfully glad to see the fan base just like, let's fix it. And that's kind of what they're doing. I mean, there's aggravations. Local recruiting, I think, is aggravations, which I got a text last night. I think that's shifting a little bit. I think I will say that on this show. I got a text last night from somebody I trust a lot. I do think that the staff has heard. And I think the staff is agreeing that maybe it hasn't been prioritized the way it should. So,
okay.
I do think that may be something going forward that there's a little more of an effort put into and a little more of an open-minded moving. So, and you may see that movement quicker, you know, than what we think. So that's a little something. It's a little nugget, right? So that's good. Let me see. Okay, we got let me clear up these texts real quick and then we'll hit the phone lines.
We got Joel and Cody.
Yeah. Texter says, I'm going to follow Steve's path and try to become a fraud. Just kidding. Don't block me. Fair enough, Texter. I probably am a fraud. Who knows?
I think you were just talking about the hockey fan thing. But, I mean, you're just new. It's okay.
I'm just a fan.
Listen, you're not a fraud.
That's why what Process was saying this morning. I know he's messing around, but I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm a fan. Like, I don't – what you want me to say? Like my I said yesterday, my happiness lives and breathes off what Louisville does most of the time. So yes, I may wake up Monday and say, yeah, he's got to go. I need a change. I need a change. Something's got to happen. You got to fire everybody. And then look, I may wake up on Tuesday and go, Steve, he's not doing as bad of a job as you're acting. Let's like, yes, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, they just stick one of these microphones in front of my face every day. But it's like,
that's the game, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, would you rather me just say, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do on a daily basis. Look, this is how I feel today. I don't like it. I don't like what's happening.
Reactionary radio.
Yeah, tomorrow.
It's visceral. Listen, it's real.
And here's my thing. I grew up wishing somebody would, and this is why I do things the way I do sometimes. I grew up wishing somebody would be on the air that was just like a Louisville fan. It was like, you know, and I'm not saying I'm the answer to prayers by any stretch of imagination, but Marcus and I, we just try to say, like, look, man, this is from the Louisville aspect. Like, that's what we're feeling, you know?
Yeah, this is the temperature.
I'm not a journalist.
Or what, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a middleman. I'm not neutral. I'm going to root against Kentucky till the day I die. If they beat Georgia, I'm going to say Georgia sucks. I say Georgia's the most overrated, crap, number one team of all time. And I'm going to move on with my day. It's not going to bother me one bit. You're going to be like, well, your credibility. You can kiss my whole rear end with your credibility, dog. You know where my credibility comes from? When Louisville wins games. Yeah. That's all I care about. So, anyways.
Can I bounce something off of you before we get to the
Absolutely.
Phone?
Absolutely.
This bye week thing, I was a little nervous because I felt like, like the worst part.
Yeah.
Or one of the worst aspects of any anguish or depression or anything is the rumination.
Sure.
Like, just at constantly feeling that, of course, a Kai would call right when I'm making my point. You know what? I'll get to that later.
Who's number one?
Joel.
Joel, welcome in, man. What's going on, bud?
What's up, Steve? Hey, first off, welcome to the hockey world.
Yes.
I mean, by now, you know, me growing up in Tampa, so I'm a huge Lightning fan.
Never would have guessed it, Joel.
This guy.
But, Nikki, I was going to tell you, man, you have to come down, you being the hockey guy, you have to come down to Tampa and go to Amalie Arena right on the bay there. I mean, it's one of the best. You know, a lot of fans, you know, people are into hockey or they're not. But I'm telling you right now, two things. One, being in person at a hockey game, one of the best sporting experiences you're going to have.
I have heard that.
Two, playoff hockey is absolutely the most fantastic watching experience that you can have as well, in my opinion. I love playoff hockey. Obviously, the Lightning have been hot, obviously, the last couple of years. And if you go down there, which you would never – you would never even think in your life. Tampa has a great, great hockey fan deal down there. There's a ton of hockey fans down there. A lot of them converted, you know, coming, moving from New York and all over. But it's a great hockey town, man. You would never think of it, but it's great.
For a little while, the Bolts were like New York Rangers South. You guys had a bunch of
McDonough
and Callahan, some of my favorite rags.
It's such a great – Nikki, you got to get down there. You being a hockey guy, you have to go to that arena and go to a game, man. You would love it.
I've heard good things.
Patrick's is a bar right next to it. You would love as well, dude. It's awesome. But
sold.
Steve, real quick after that, my thing is, and I don't know what you think. This is kind of me just being a devil's advocate or bouncing something off of you, man. But I feel like right now, as a football fan in Louisville, we don't have to ever, in my opinion. I've been to a lot of college towns, a lot of college different stadiums, you know, Florida Gators, FSU, Miami, Georgia. I mean, I've been to a lot of places. What Louisville fans, I don't think, ever realize is that we don't have to settle for anything. Louisville has a great, great campus. They have a great facilities. They're up there, man. I mean, they don't have to say. And I feel like sometimes we're trying to wish so hard. Scott Satterfield is this guy that we're kind of just, maybe he can do this. My thing is, I look at it like this, man. When you talk about the bye week being right where it's at, to me it's perfect, right? You played your first half of the season. You got a bye week. Then you're going to play your second half of the season. My thing is, these last six games – to me, is the guy going to make any adjustments? We know what's worked and what hasn't worked the first half of the year. Defensively, they've been terrible. Is he going to come out of the bye week with any type of adjustments? Because my thing is, that's what the fan base wants to see. Is this guy just stout and true to what his scheme is? And I'm not going to make any changes. We're going to rush three guys. We're going to play 3-4. And we're not doing anything different. Or is he adaptable to look, this isn't working. We got to make some change. Because that's what people want to see. If the guy's not going to change at all, I think his time here is limited based on what we've seen, definitely defensively. Offensively, I think that side of it, the one fit that I don't think he has is the fact that put your foot on the gas. Louisville fans and every Louisville football that I know, they like you to score a lot of points. They don't want you to get up big and then say, oh, let's just try to hold on and see if we can pull it out and just hold on. And that's what I'm seeing too. So there's a lot of things I think he has to adapt to. The other part, last thing, is that when you look at the guy and when you talk about fit, first off, he had the Friday night thing, not realizing Friday night games are huge for Louisville fans. It's been a big part of the program. Second part, local recruiting, he seems to not understand that. Third part, you're flirting with a job after you just went 4-7 or whatever last year. Three things that he has not understood about this fan base. And I don't understand if people don't, you know, brief him on this stuff or what, but he seems clueless about the Louisville fan base. And it makes me think about fit. But like I said, I'm giving the last four or six games of the year in this bye week to see what he comes out with. Because if he comes out and it's the same stuff of what he's ran these first six games as far as defensively and letting your foot off the gas on offense, then I think you have your answer, man. The guy's giving it all to us right in front of us. So that's something. But my thing is, if he goes 5-7 or, you know, even worse, 4-8, we don't have to, as a fan base, settle for that. And I feel like sometimes we feel like we have to and we don't. We offer a ton, dude, facility-wise, pay-wise, fan base wide, like you said, 40,000 people every day at the stadium. With everything this fan base has been through, they offer all of that. Louisville fans, football fans, I'm telling you, I'm from Florida, I'm down in Florida, I've been to a lot of campuses. You don't ever have to settle for a bunch of less than what we deserve, man. I'm telling you. So that's my thoughts, man.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Yeah. Fair enough. Who do we got on there next?
We have our buddy Plumber Chuck.
Okay. So Plumber Chuck, what's going on, man?
What's going on? What was Joe saying about the, you know, if we go 4-8 or whatever, that's not acceptable. And if he does, he knows he has to change. So that's a no-brainer. Like Drew said the other day, you know, you had 40,000, that's estimated, showing up on a beautiful day. You couldn't get any better. 2 weeks, what's it going to be? It's going to be cooler and cooling off. I don't see him getting 40 in there. Thing with Satterfield is he does need to change. Will he do it? I don't know. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, like I told you the other day. The thing that burns me up is being an old school fan since 80, and I'm almost 50. So you got old school fans that tell it like it is. We don't play no games. And you got the newbies on the message boards and Facebook going L1, C4, and that's all they say. They don't have anything input about that. They don't like confrontation or anything. Well, we're sorry we're old and grumpy, and we like things a certain way. So I kind of want your opinion on that, Steve-O. Doing a great job, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it, man. Absolutely. Listen, let me say this, man, all the way around. I know what people are saying with fit and stuff, and that may end up being the case, but I do think that you finish him out. Like, again, you give him a chance here to kind of counter it, okay? You give him a chance to say, okay, I'm learning. Again, only because I've watched some things on the field at times that are good. I mean, that team in the third quarter can play with anybody. You know, it's like there are things there that I think would are enough to say, hey, man, let's give you a shot. Now, I do get some of the frustration. I do get where fans are saying, hey, man, this is some things we want to see. This is some things we need to see. I want to see this philosophy change here and there. And that's fine. And I think it should to an extent. But, I mean, I at least think you give him a shot. Like, you give him a shot, you know. Who do we got there?
We have Chris, who wants to call into the Rummage Show.
Okay, Chris, welcome in, man. What's going on?
What's up, Midday with Rummage and Steve?
Right, man. I know. It is today.
Hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Here's my first thought. I know you're not going to agree with this, Steve, but I need for Kentucky to beat Georgia.
Okay.
I need for us to be the spoiler. I need them to do everything they've done this year and then come to a Cardinal Stadium and let us spoil any chance they have of playing in the top four bowl or any bowl that they would have. That would cap off our season. So let them beat Georgia. Let them keep living high until we get to face them. Now, here's my other thing.
You're right. I don't agree. But, yes. Yeah, fair enough.
We're one still go away from everyone being patient and saying, give Brian Brown time, let him get people in. If we make that field goal, we're in a completely different situation than we are right now. Here's my real thought. Is this Brown's defensive philosophy, or is this what Satterfield has told him he wants? I'd hate to see a guy get fired over someone else's philosophy. Allow him a chance to switch the defense, to do whatever he needs to do. I mean, he was going to Tennessee last year, and he turned it down to stay with us. So let's stay loyal to him for just a little while. Give him a chance to fix this thing, because like I said, one field goal, if the kid gets an interception, if we get to stop on 4th and 20, whatever, we're real happy, and we're going to give him time to get his stuff together. So let's be a little loyal right now and get behind this guy and get behind these kids. And then secondly, Satterfield has to play offense like he's on defense. We can't come out and do the philosophy thing and run the ball 3 times and just try to kill clock. Go score. If you know your defense is struggling, go score. I'll get up and I'll listen to you.
Yeah, appreciate the call, man. I mean, and that's a fair point. That's a fair point with Coach Brown. And again, the thing yesterday, man, is more of my – I think that was my opinion on, like, okay, this is what I would personally think might be a good idea to fix for the rest of the season. I'm not saying that, like, that's something they have to do. But, I mean, to me, it's just something that I would do. I thought maybe that's a move. I know some people agree with me on the defensive line thing. I think you've got to get a better recruiter in there as the defensive line coach personally. I mean, that's fine if you disagree with that. Again, that's what I was saying. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. You know, you can say I'm wrong and make fun of me on a message board or whatever. That's fine. But, like, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm looking for something to change. And it's like, to me, you've got to have a guy that recruits. You have to. And some of your best recruiters are your defensive line coaches. And those are the guys that are bringing in recruits, and I just don't see that happening, you know. And as far as, like I was saying, with Brown, moving Brown, Court, to me, was the name that comes up because, for one, I think if you allowed him to recruit, that would be one thing. But also, you know, it would have just been – because he's the co-defensive coordinator right now. And if you let somebody go – you're not going to go hire a defensive coordinator. So, I mean, I think you give him a shot for the rest of the year. I don't even know if he keeps it after this year. I'm saying for the rest of this year, I would have just kind of flipped the keys there and said, okay, let's give it a shot, man.
He's kind of been touted as, you know, the young gun that's going to probably move on. I've heard that for a while.
Yeah, I mean, he recruited Kayvon Thibodeau to Oregon, who's going to be the number one pick in the draft this year.
Right.
Like, I mean, yeah, like, dude, he's a good – he knows what he's doing. So I'm like, hey, give him a shot. Young guy, you know, okay, let's see. And again, wasn't saying, like, I think necessarily he'll be the guy going forward, but I think it's worth a shot, you know. See what he got for the rest of the year. But if you're not going to move on from Brian Brown, I'm not totally against that either. But there does have to be some conversation that the scheme we're running has to change.
Right.
And even if the scheme doesn't change, it's – Maybe it's the same thing with the offense, just a little more aggressive at times, because we are fractionally close to being 5-1.
Yes.
Like, insanely close to being 5-1.
And also close to being 2-4.
Fair enough. That's fair enough, too. Listen, you can totally turn that around. Well, yeah, 2-4, I was going to say, yeah, you could turn that around and say, yeah. I mean, even though Florida State, I'm not sure Florida State really was good enough to win. Like, I think they were making a comeback, but
right.
But like the UCF game, I totally think, yeah, I mean, you could absolutely say, you know, you can make that pick, you know, things are different. But if I'm, you know, there's obviously things that, but something, you have to do something. I don't think you can keep it the same. And I mean, by all means, if you think we can just keep it the same and roll on, then hey, more power to you. I don't know. I don't think the fan base is going to be, at the end of this year, okay with 5-6 wins and nothing changed. And we beat nobody. I think you're not going to get a bunch of fans saying, well, he'll fix it in the offseason. I don't. I think they're going to be calling for a change. And I think if they're right now, they're calling for a change that's not necessarily the head coach. I think at the end of the year, if nothing changes and you're in here with 5 wins, I think they're calling for a head coaching change is probably what they want. So, I mean, you can take that for whatever.
But I guess just at that point then, do you want the head coaching change? Just like a full line change at that point? Because you've mentioned that maybe shuffling the deck a little bit might save Satterfield's job. If you're in at that point, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. I mean, do you just kind of want a full scale change at that point?
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing for me is at the end of the year, I will say I've watched 3 years, and you're refusing to change anything. I think I'd be close. I'd be close to a whole thing. But right now, I'm not. Right now, like I said, I mean, I know I'm repeating myself on this, but I'm like, give him a shot to change. Give him a shot to counterpunch.
Yeah. No. I agree with that. I'm always on the side of let the cake bake. Now I'm going to start making a point again, and I'm sure the calls will come in.
Enough.
So I'm actually, this is like a little bit of like a social experiment here. What I was going to say was I think that this it's serendipitous that this loss to UVA, the way that they lost, happening during prior to the bye week, is good in the sense of, like you said, it gives them some time to maybe reassess and to maybe implement a new defensive scheme where, I don't know, maybe they blitz a little bit or a little bit more or just something to change some things up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do kind of wonder for the fans' psyche, like I said, rumination.
Yeah.
I mean, the quickest way to heal this would be beat Boston College.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, have a decent performance that we saw. Mm-hmm. Against Florida State, a decent performance from the defensive line.
Yeah.
And just be like, okay, they flubbed it up in the fourth quarter against UVA, but it's back on the rails now. I feel like that's the quickest and probably most efficient way to change everything.
Yeah.
To get momentum back in a game that you can get momentum back on paper, at least. So I don't know. In that regard, I feel like the rumination and everyone being, you know, dwelling on the loss, you know, at that point, it almost kind of I feel like becomes paralysis by analysis. Now, what do you do? Because you've had the whole week to decide. Do you make a coaching change? What do you do to the scheme? As opposed to, you know.
Are you ready?
Right. I am ready for those anticipated matchups.
Are you ready? Sorry, I was reading the new rankings, and that was it.
No. I was terrified that I was going to have a song play on my because I was looking up what the song was, and it's Dirty. I just wanted the instrumental.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh god, if this plays on my phone,
listen, and I get what you're saying too. I just think it was good for us to have a week to kind of breathe. And not because
so more good from bad came from it in my opinion,
because I don't think you have to spend the whole week just breaking it down. Like, oh, you got to beat Boston College, got to beat Boston College. I think it allowed us to have a week and a half to say, okay, what do we need to do to fix it before we start worrying about Boston College?
That's fair.
If we play Boston College Saturday at noon, it's like, hey man, listen, because if you lose to Boston College, you probably don't make a bowl game. I mean, that's probably the difference in a bowl. It's Boston College.
Or at least you can breathe a lot easier.
Yeah, because I think Syracuse and Duke are, I mean, I think you're favored in both those games.
Yeah, and you steal one of the other three.
Yeah.
Is it weird, by the way, that I think the Card's best chance to win in those three is Clemson?
Yeah.
I'm convinced they're going to get it done this year.
I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right, too.
I'll be thrilled. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Let's stay on schedule. We'll come back. We'll finish up with some conversation, maybe a little basketball conversation, too. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk.
Welcome
till
back.
Dawn.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. It's the county anthem, right?
The county anthem. Oh,
yeah, that's awesome. Hey, well, since we're back, there's something I want to talk about because you mentioned the Clemson game. Earlier, and I believe the plan is right now. I want to talk because instead of just talking only about and what needs to change, and I do agree with that, recruiting has been a conversation. You know, that's been a conversation. Fair enough. Texture says Steve doesn't live in Bullitt County anymore, Nick.
My bad. What's the Norton Commons anthem?
Not that. Not a country boy can't survive.
I think I found it.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, the comedic timing. Murdered again by the stupid...
Destroyed it.
Here it is.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
Shane McMahon.
You gotta do the shuffle.
Listen, there are some areas out there, man, that are humbling. You move to Norton Commons or something, and you're like, oh man, you know, I'm feeling good about myself. You go down Wolfpen Branch and stuff like that, and you're like, they drive out and they're like, oh, the peasants in Norton Commons.
Different weight classes.
I know,
man.
Yeah. It's like, golly, man. Of course, I'm kidding with that. I mean, because in reality, man, live where you want to live. Enjoy it, man. If you enjoy it, heck yeah, dude.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
I'm not a house guy, man. Like, I'm a neighborhood guy, but like we got a loft.
Yeah.
I don't have to have the biggest house. I like vacations. I like my area, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, the area is big for me.
Right.
And for some people, it's like when we go on vacation. I will splurge on the hotel. Some people are like, I don't need much of a hotel. Just like
I'm Phil, not staying in
Phil,
it. Yeah.
Phil talks when he goes to Vegas. Phil like sleeps in crack houses. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like
that's, he actually slept under a roulette table.
No, I know. Yeah, yeah. While. And yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. So I'm not doing that. Real quick, let me talk about something because Steve needs opera music. That's funny, Texter. Can we replace with We Want Steve for Shane O'Mac? Stop. Let's talk about something that's not getting talked about. Coach Mack, November 6th, Pierce Clarkson tweeted out. Pierce Clarkson's probably the number one quarterback. If there was a quote-unquote quarterback for the future, I think he's the guy that we have our eyes on from out in California. Now, I know we got Caleb Johnson, and Caleb Johnson's playing good ball. And maybe he's a guy that comes in next year and competes for that spot. We'll see what Malik does. But Clarkson in 23 seems...
Click on that. What do you... Sorry.
Yeah.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
But your gut, what do you think Malik does real fast?
That's a lot of years to play football, man.
That's...
I know.
What I was thinking, too, but I mean...
I don't think he's back. I've changed my stance because I said like a big idiot a couple weeks ago, I think you got to move on from him next year. I go back in time and look at that big idiot and say, you're an idiot. And, then I go on the message board and I'm like, Steve Rummage is an idiot. Knows nothing what he's talking about, you know.
And you're not using your burner account though. It actually
no,
is.
Yeah.
S-Rummage 69. Yeah. Ah, crap.
Yeah, and then I'm like, and now I think I take him back in a heartbeat. But man, that's a lot of years to play football. I don't know if he will or not. But you know, he's going to have a decision make. Malik's also a guy, and I know this is uncomfortable. People don't want to think about it, but one-time transfer rule. I mean, he's a guy that, I mean, if a contender is looking for a quarterback, you know, I mean, we'll see. I think Louisville's going to have to recruit him to keep him. But, I mean, that's totally my opinion. There's no merit to that whatsoever. But Pierce Clarkson's a guy I know the staff loves. I think that that's a guy they're going after. He's going to be here for the Clemson game. He's bringing two guys with him. The number one safety in the state of California. Four-star safety, and a four-star cornerback are coming with him on the visit, and they're excited. And Louisville's got a really good end with these two guys. That could be a big weekend. So to your point with the Clemson game, now, I mentioned this earlier. I feel comfortable saying I got a text last night. I won't say from who. She'll kill me. But oh, and by the way, shout out to guys over at Cardinal Sports Zone and State of Louisville. They were the Leo, they're like number 2 and 3 blogs or sports blogs.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, man. Both of them, man. They work hard. I know Jeremy and those guys over at Cardinal Sports Zone work hard, you know, because I mean, I know them personally.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah, yeah.
I owe him a phone call. He wants to do a wrestling show, and I feel bad. I keep forgetting to call him.
He does a good job with that. And then Presley and Jacob and those guys over at State of Louisville, man, they do an awesome job. So, yeah, there's a lot of a lot of great local. That's why I say I don't understand why sometimes as media, or not as media, but as fans, like don't try to like crap on the different blogs and the different podcasts and the radio guys. Like, I'm like, God, we live in a state where, my God, if somebody's positive about Louisville, hey, even if I don't agree with you, hell, even if I don't like you, I'm gonna give you some credit, like some support, man. But got a Tesla, or test, got a test. You got a test.
Did you say you got a Tesla?
I said I got a test.
Oh, I heard Tesla. I was like, man, the Norton Commons is strong for you right now, dog.
Hey, my wife wants one bad. That'll probably be what she buys, but she makes the money. I can't stop her. I can't stop her.
That's rule number one of being a trophy.
No, I look down because my wife is getting her new contract done, and she said, she's got to do a new drug test every time she starts a new contract. And I read that because we're going to go to get some Harry's for lunch. And I read that right at the same time as I was saying text. But I do think that the staff is starting to notice. And this is where I say, give them a chance to change at least. Again, they change nothing. Season falls apart at the end of the year. I'm here for the move on. I'm here.
It makes the decision easy.
I'm here for the firing. I'm here for it all. I'm here for, I think we need a new, I'm here for Jeff Brohm. I'm here for Marcus Freeman. I'm here for, like, you know, you throw the names out there. I'm here for Dan Lanning. I'm here for that conversation. Let's have that talk. But for now, I do believe over the next month or so, you're going to see the prioritizing of the local recruits is going to change for the better. I do believe that with what I've been told. So I do think that that's something. So, man, I know that's kind of been the theme of the show today, but you do got a couple big recruiting weekends coming up. You know, hey, you do have Popeye Williams coming in, some guys coming in this class. What if they go add Selah Brown and add another piece? And then, you know, and I'm just saying, like, what if? Humor me. What if, you know, they get Pierce Clarkson and 2 4-star DBs and the number one safety in the state of California? Like, things. And then what if they do win 7? You know, I'm just saying, don't. And you may not believe it right now. I'm not sure I believe it right now. You know, like, I'm fine with that. But at least let's say, where are we at then? What if you win your 7th game and you beat Kentucky, and now you've got Selah Brown in the mix, and now I have you know, Clarkson in the mix, and 2-4, you know, now the state of the program is completely different. It is completely different. Let's just, and again, I don't knock any fan right now for their anxiety with everything that's went on. That's what I was saying earlier, man. There's no fan base. Texter said it earlier too. It's a great point. We've won one tournament game in 5 years. You got 20,000 people at Churchill Downs for Louisville Live. I mean, dude, we've been out of 3 tournaments in the last since 16.
That is a crazy sentence.
It's insane.
To say.
We haven't been to the second weekend since we were up in Indianapolis watching us lose to Kentucky with Terry Rozier, Chris Jones, Trez, Mango. You know, we haven't been to a second weekend since then. And yet 20,000 people over at Churchill Downs. Like, that's ridiculous. That's insane. And so I don't fault any fan right now for if I say what I just said and you're like, dude, come on, man. We can't, like, the waiting thing, I get it. But I do think we let this thing play out, man. We let this thing play out. Don't jump completely off board yet. And God knows, if you're around me at the end of games, like, I feel bad for that poor man that watched that Mason Turner Turner, the kicker.
Oh, yeah.
What's his first name? It's not Mason.
Jonathan? No. Oh, my God.
What's his name? What's our kicker's name? This is terrible. But I feel bad for the poor guy that had, and I hope he don't know me. I really do. I hope he does. I hope he had no idea who I was. Just a fan. Like, because the way I was
James.
Just. James Turner. God.
It's a Jonathan. Good Lord.
Ah. But I mean, just because, I mean, in that moment, it's just like, I can't believe this. Like, I can't believe this. This is just pathetic. This is unreal. But since that, you know, since that time, we all take a nap. We all take a couple days and we say, okay, what can we do now? What can we do? Texter says Drew eats on vacation. Okay. Since that's some serious psycho stuff.
Benji on the Twitter feed says, "Who voices that Four Pegs commercial? I don't recognize that voice on the station."
Yeah,
it's Maben.
Yeah, who's Maben? Who's that guy? Malik needs to bring this young team forward next year with his maturity. I agree with that, Texter. That's why I say I was totally wrong. I'll just say it. I was wrong. Malik slapped me right in the face with that one. I mean, it's a young team, and I think it'd be great to have him back. Wasn't that a point of emphasis when Satterfield got hired? Local recruits. That's fair. That's fair. I agree.
Yeah, mending those relationships.
I do agree with that, Texter, where it's like, hey, that was something we were supposed to be doing, and then you didn't do it. That's why I say I'm giving you a chance to do it now, but it needs to be done. Because that's a fair text. That's somebody that could come back to me and say, yeah, but Rummage, what the hell is he not doing it 2.5 years in for? Like, that was the problem when he got hired. One of the problems.
I don't understand it. I don't understand recruiting. So maybe Court's listening and, you know, it's like, well, I'm going to drive down to the studio and scissor kick Nick in the face.
No, listen, he very well could be.
They
do.
What's
he does.
What hurts sending a floater to a local guy? Maybe you see something in him. He's too wide. He doesn't have good lateral movement. Okay. You don't love him, but just optically, if enough targets are reaching out to him, why not throw a floater at him?
I've got too many local walk-ons right now that are proving to you they can play.
Right.
Jack Fagot, I'm counting him as local. I'm counting local state within the area local, you know. Obviously, right. Jefferson County, but the state has some good dudes. Look, Ford, Fagot, you know what I'm saying, Kennard, Pierre. I mean, these are guys that deserve scholarships.
Right.
They're showing it. They deserve, and I
from the Commonwealth.
Yeah. They all deserve scholarships. Texter says Drew only eats in on vacation. Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, that is kind of insane.
There is a pro tip. I will say this. Now, you know, you have a sugar mama, so it doesn't really apply to you. But a good pro tip. I learned this.
I like how you put that.
In high school, from a buddy.
Okay.
When you're on a roadie. Go stop at the convenience store and get a loaf of bread and a thing of peanut butter. Because there's going to be times, especially if you're imbibing in a little bit, you stumble back to the room, you're going to want to get room service or something like that.
Yeah.
Just eat some peanut butter. Eat a peanut butter sandwich. It'll hold you over to a good breakfast. I mean, if you're at a good hotel, the Mendoza line for a good breakfast is eggs, sausage, and a Belgian waffle maker. Yeah. If you don't have those, then, you know, appreciate the packet of oatmeal. You know, it's better than nothing, but
sure,
it ain't great.
Yeah, but eating in on a vacation, changed. Like, I mean, if you go on vacation and you don't go out to eat.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, as opposed to just flushing money down the toilet and getting some late night expensive meal. Save that money. Spend $4 on a loaf of bread and peanut butter. Satiate yourself, and then the next morning, like, actually, don't. Well, you, whatever. Can you do whatever you want in that regard, but give me a very strange look when I said satiate yourself. Stop, Steve.
I'm like, what are you saying?
Eat the peanut butter sandwich. Hold yourself over. That's all I'm saying. And then get a nice lunch and dinner. You know what? To hell with you.
Hey, you're a real pro. It's a real pro tip.
I'm very good at satiating myself. Thank you, Steve. Yes, I am a pro at that. All state.
That was a very G League tip. Appreciate that. It's like an overseas tip. Don't call that a pro tip next time.
Hey, it's six figures, baby.
That's true.
I'll take
it. So it is a tip.
Exactly.
Just the tip with Nick Valvano.
You know, you're out of touch. You got a sugar mama, so.
Okay. I own that. I don't know what. I don't know how you listen. I don't know. I don't know. There's just money there. When I use my card, it's just money there. All right, Texter. Texter says, Steve, let's be honest. Purdue fires Brom, and your wait and see changes to fire. Thank you, Texter. All right. Hey, it's been fun. Listen, I don't know if y'all have had fun, but I've had fun. I think maybe to be here tomorrow. I really don't know.
Hey everyone, I'm Brandon Lang.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.